From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues to study the Epistle to the Colossians as he brings the next portion of a message entitled Fundamental Christianity. In verses 15 through 20 of chapter 1, Paul is dealing with the truth of the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church at Colossae was being attacked by the heresy of Gnosticism, which argued that Christ was merely a created being. Paul vigorously opposed this error by setting forth Christ's preeminence in creation and in redemption. First and foremost, the apostle emphasized that Christ is the eternal God, declaring that he is the image of the invisible God, co-equal and co-eternal with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Christ is no lesser God, as the Gnostics tried to teach. In his incarnation, Christ was God manifested in the flesh. Indeed, as the God-man, he is the entire self-expression of God. Everything God the Father has to say to mankind, he says through the Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we call your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, A Sound Heart. The text is Psalm 119, verse 80. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. We may regard this inspired prayer as containing within itself the assurance that those who keep close to the Word of God shall never have cause to be ashamed of doing so. See, the prayer is for soundness of heart. A sound creed is good. A sound judgment concerning it is better. But a sound heart toward the truth is best of all. We must love the truth, feel the truth, and obey the truth. Otherwise, we are not truly sound in God's statutes. Are there many in these evil days who are sound? Oh, that the writer and the listener may be two of this sort. Many will be ashamed in the last great day when all disputes will be decided. Then they will see the folly of their inventions and be filled with remorse because of their proud infidelity and willful defiance of the Lord. But he who believed what the Lord taught and did what the Lord commanded will stand forth justified in what he did. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun. Men much slandered and abused shall find their shame turned into glory in that day. Let us pray the prayer of our text, and we may be sure that its promise will be fulfilled to us. If the Lord makes us sound, he will keep us safe. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
This is the irreducible minimum of Bible Christianity. What is the very first statement that Paul gives in 1 Timothy chapter 3 concerning his, if you want it, definition of true piety and godliness? God was manifested in the flesh. That's it. We start with the deity, absolute, eternal deity of our Savior. He is not a little God, as the liars who call themselves Jehovah's Witnesses say. He is not an inferior God. He is not a creature of God. He's not a mere angel of God. He is God, eternally, and in His very essence. That is the idea of the word image. But obviously it bears another truth. He's the image of the invisible God. Now the idea in the words between, or should I say, the interplay of ideas between image and invisible, surely is so clear you can't miss it. In the image of the invisible God, there is the idea of God manifested. And here is a wondrous truth. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. Let me give it for the sake, may sound strange, for the sake of clarity. The original word, in the beginning, was the Logos, because Logos is a whole lot bigger than our idea of what we think of as a word. In the beginning was the Logos. This is the name given to the Son of God. The Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Later on in verse 14, and the Logos was made, or became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. This is what John's description of the eternal Son of God is, as the divine Logos. Now, in that word, there is the idea of God's self-expression. It's a word so deep that I don't think any theologian has ever penetrated to its depths. And the more they have tried, the more they have realized, and the more those who have to read them realize, they're lost in a sea of infinity. But the entire self-expression of God is in the Son. Now, this is not a reference only to the incarnation. God is seen in Christ. That's true, as I'll prove in a minute. But this is true from every angle. I've often made the statement, and I think the time I made it, some people wondered, where do you get that in the Bible? I hope you're beginning to see where I get it. No angel has ever known God except through the Son of God. No creature has ever had any knowledge or experience or manifestation of God. No such thing is possible to any creature except through the Son of God. Now, what I'm telling you this morning is a vast, vast, vast doctrine. One thing it's telling you is the absolute necessity of holding on to a biblical doctrine of the Trinity. You see, the doctrine of the Holy Trinity is one that hardly gets a mention anymore in most evangelical churches. Oh, they will pay lip service to it, but people wonder, why is there such an emphasis on this mysterious doctrine of the Trinity? It's attacked in every hand by every sort of cultist that you can think about. But let me tell you, if God is not a Trinity, we all must become atheists. For God cannot be except He is a Trinity. We could know nothing. There is no knowledge of God. There is no manifestation of God. The image of the invisible God is the only way of knowing Him. And what it's saying now is, apart from Jesus Christ, this is the exclusivism of the New Testament gospel. Apart from Jesus Christ, there is no possibility of knowing God. In theology, you'll find that there's a great doctrine called the incomprehensibility of God. We can never comprehend God. And that's a fundamental truth. When you comprehend something, you encompass it within the circle of your knowledge. Now, obviously, if you're finite and God is infinite, you can never encompass God within the circle of your knowledge. So He is incomprehensible. But riding in tandem with that, there is this truth, that He is knowable. I can't know God in the sense that I exhaust all that God is. That would make me greater than God. No. But I can know Him as He has revealed Himself, and what I know is truth, because He is the God of truth. And that knowledge is in Jesus Christ. You remember what the Lord Jesus said in John 14, verse 9? He that hath seen Me hath seen the Father. It's not saying the Father and I are the same Trinitarian person. That's not what He's saying. This is the image of God speaking. This is the expression of God speaking. All you can know of God is seen in Christ. That's why, as I've quoted from John 1:14, we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Hebrews 1 verse 3 tells us He is the brightness of His glory and the express image of God's person. The word image there is different. It's the word that gives us the English word character. It's an interesting study to see how we use the word character coming out of this particular Greek term. But let me cut to the chase and simply say, when it says He's the express image of His person, the force of that literally is He is the exact expression of His substance. Now, this is what Paul is doing. He's saying, here's the preeminence of Christ, shown first in that He is our Creator. Or should I say, He is our God, essentially and eternally. He'll come to the creation in a moment. But before He gets there, in verse 15b, He says He's the firstborn of every creature. In other words, He is of a different rank than of being than all created things, and He is their Lord. Many people quote this, the firstborn of every creature, and I've known Christians when Jehovah's Witnesses and other heretics come along and they quote this, they jump to the conclusion this is saying He's the first of all the creatures. That's not what Paul says. Anybody could see that, because he gives the reason for the statement in verse 16, because by Him were all things created. He's not speaking about a creature, He's speaking about a Creator, as I'll show you in a moment. But the firstborn of every creature, and I'm only going to have time to outline this, it speaks of the divinity of His person. They're creatures, He is the firstborn. That is, He shares the very nature of the Father. He shares the same substance or essence as the Father. They are creatures. He is the Son. There's the divinity of His person. He's the firstborn before all the created universe. This is the priority of His existence. He's before them all. But He's not only before them all. He is over all creation. He is the firstborn over. The idea there is very, very clear, because The word of is what's called a genitive. It can have many, many shades of meaning and interpretation. Here it is best taken as a comparison. They are creatures. Comparison to them, he's not a creature. He's the firstborn. He's the very Son of God. He is the very image, firstborn, the manifestation. In other words, and he's supreme over all creation. It's his by natural right. This is Christ, our Savior. Different rank from all others, because they're creatures. He is God. But then verse 16, he's the creator of the whole universe. It says, by him were all things created. The Greek text says, in him. Now, that doesn't mean to say our translation is wrong. The word in very often has the idea of an instrument. He's the instrument of creation. By him were all things created. Our translation is perfectly accurate there. He is the creator. But yet the literal force of the word in has a wonderful significance. It says all the creative will and energy that brought this universe into existence resides in Jesus Christ, our Savior. I want you to see what Paul's doing here. This church is being attacked by false doctrine. Instead of just getting into controversy, which at times you have to do, he's building up this wonderful vision of truth. He's saying, brethren, this is our faith. This is our gospel. This is Christianity. And it's centered in the person of Christ. He is truly God. He is of a different rank of being than all creatures. They are his creatures. He is their creator. Not only because by him they were created, but all the creative energy and will necessary to bring them about reside in him. The Church of England Bishop Ellicott, if I could adapt his words rather slightly, he said, the act of creation rests in him and depends on him for its completion and realization. And this is true of all creation. Notice what Paul says. All things that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. Now this gives you an insight into the invisible world of created spirits. These are not emanations from God. They're not mediators between God and man, but they're the created spirits of the angelic world whom our Savior created.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.